Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Kid Dynamite!
That's right. He feels like Dynamite tonight.
Right.
He's still flying high off of that Field of Dreams game, and we will certainly talk a lot about that. My partner is Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Before we get there, and Chris, what a magical night it was. It just, you couldn't have written a Hollywood script better than that. It was
now, look, I'm with you, but if I opened the show or at any point in the show said that about an NBA game, you would be like, are you a reporter? Are you a reporter or are you a fan?
No, I'm not.
You've said that to me.
No, I'm a fan of baseball, not okay. Any particular team.
Okay. That playoff game last night was fantastic. Don't give me no flack.
I'd never give you flack about that. But what I'm going to give you flack is whoever told you to shave your mustache and goatee off, they made a mistake. What did you do, Chris? You look crazy to me.
I wasn't sure if you could tell.
Jay, stop this crazy thing.
Wow.
What? Your wife agreed to that?
She has not seen it yet. She is not a fan. She has never wanted me to shave my facial hair. I've had it for our entire marriage. But I just wanted to try something new. I think I look like I'm 25.
No, I don't like it.
I'm feeling it.
I need you to have a mustache and a goatee. Black guys with no facial hair, they bother me. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
I'm trying to think of the brothers on TV with no facial hair. Don Lemon, does he have facial hair?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Shannon doesn't have any.
Shannon does. See? Shannon does it.
I don't like it, though. I want
I got to be honest. I'm not really feeling it. It looks like I don't have an upper lip.
Yeah, you look weird.
Hey, Rob, so who has a better chance for working for MLB Bro now, me or CB?
Right now, I think you do.
Let's go!
Chris, without that, I mean, I don't even know.
But see, here's the deal, though. You got to give it a little time. Because if anybody that's had facial hair for a long time shaves it off, it's going to look odd. Right?
Chris, I'm just being honest with you. Please, grow your goatee and your mustache back. I mean, I could barely get my iPad going. I looked and I said, what the hell? That's exactly what I said. I thought I was worked up over the game last night, and then you come on with, were you that upset last night over what happened with baseball?
I thought the Yankees had it. Judge's home run in the ninth, I thought they had it. But yeah, I'll figure it out over the next few weeks, see what I think. But, yeah, it's a little odd
right now.
But like I said, I just think it's because
And your
I'm
wife
not used
hasn't
–
she didn't sign off on it?
I told her I
You're
might
married.
Do it. I told her I might do it. She was like, "It whatever, but I don't like – like, she, you know, she ain't going to divorce me, but – I don't think she'll be feeling it. So, but
right,
anyway.
Tonight, if she asks you to sleep in the other room or to put a pillowcase over your head, I just want you to know.
I got to grow this thing back quick if that's the case, right? All right. We are the Odd Couple, and we're going to introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got a great show for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got Trey Wingo, right?
Wow.
Trey Wingo from the old place.
Yes.
Used to be at the old place. Now he's with Caesar's Palace. So he will join us at the bottom of this hour. That should be fun. But we got DJ Alex Tyshert in the house. Of course he's here tonight because it's Tyshert's Tower of Trivia coming up.
And he's got a big vacation coming. So don't get used to him tonight.
I feel like he's been on vacation the last month.
Hey, stop
to be
that.
Be honest, but... You know, whatever. But super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, of course, our man Steve DeSager. All right, Rob.
Who I know Steve DeSager enjoyed last night. I already know. But go ahead.
Yes. Yes. Last night, it was a great night. I enjoyed it. And the thing was, it was an outstanding game.
Yes.
Like that capped it off. It was, I mean,
it
you
wasn't
couldn't
just
have asked
the window
for a better
dressing.
Game.
Right, Chris. It wasn't just the setting or you said, wow, that's cool, but the game was a bore. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
Right. It was excellent. It was excellent. Ends, of course, with the walk-off by Tim Anderson and the White Sox take a 9-8 victory away from the Yankees, who stormed back in the ninth.
The Yankees
what were they
had
down, 7-4? Or 7-5?
7-4. And then they
7-4.
Had
7-4. 2-4 run homers.
Yeah.
And then Giancarlo Stanton. And Aaron Judge, and they took an 8-7 lead, and then Tim Anderson ends it. And everybody, Rob, was wondering who's going to go into the cornfields. And they had eight homers.
And they all went into the
cornfields. Eight homers. Everybody, they were living in the cornfields.
You know what? I want to say this. Joe Buck, who gets ripped a lot and people don't like him, I think he's an excellent announcer, football and baseball. I do. Chris, his calls last night, and I think we have all three in the ninth inning. So let's listen to these, Chris. We'll do them one after the other. First, Aaron Judge stepped up.
Puffin and Puffin with a count 2-1 on Aaron Judge. Second of the night, 25 for the year for big number 99.
And then Giancarlo Stanton came up, two outs, a man on, and the Yankees are down to their last out.
There it goes! Back at the wall, and it's gone! Yankees on top, 8-7 here in the ninth.
And then, Chris, you thought the Yankees had it, right? They take the lead, dramatic.
Absolutely.
Right? And then Tim Anderson comes up. Zach Britton gets the first guy out. He walks the next guy. We talk about this all the time in baseball, Chris. You can't walk people. He walked the next guy. That brings up Tim Anderson, who is now the winning run at the plate, and we heard this.
Anderson hits it in the air to right. Back at the wall, and the White Sox win it. Well, you can throw the party, but you never know how it's going to turn out.
It's unreal.
And how about six runs on the board in the ninth inning alone, and the White Sox with a walk-off 9-8 win. This was some kind of night for baseball.
There
That's
you go.
When the fireworks started, man. And
that was a spectacle too, wasn't it?
Yep, it was. And Rob, the game broke viewing records, or, you know, recent records. It was the most watched regular season baseball game. Fox's highest ratings for a regular season baseball game in the last 16 years. Rob.
Since 2005, Chris, it was amazing. I knew that, you know, you would get a lot of, you know, people viewing and trying to, you know, check it out, and they heard a lot about it, and baseball promoted the game well, but I still couldn't believe the numbers that it got. And
I'm not surprised. And the question is why, right? And what do you think, right? What's your notion?
I think it was the perfect storm. I really do, Chris. And I'm going to say perfect storm in, A, they promoted it very well, right? Because this was supposed to happen last year. So there was an expectation for 2 years on this. Number two, I think people were curious. There's a lot of people, Field of Dreams, whether you're a baseball fan or not, you might have seen it. Kevin Costner's a big-time actor, you know, who's done a lot of really good movies. So you know who he is.
Right.
And the other part was you had two marquee teams, Chris. You had, right, the Yankees. We already know you don't have to make anything about the Yankees. And then you have the White Sox, one of the best teams in baseball. They got a 10-game lead in the AL Central. They got star players, the whole nine yards. So I think all those things, you couple that with a Thursday night in August where nothing is going on, right? It's the middle of the summer. And you put it on, it's on primetime television. Everybody doesn't have cable. Everybody's not streaming. Everybody had access to it, and it turned into a big night for baseball.
Yeah, I think it was even simpler than that, Rob. I think it was that it was so unique. I know that's why I watched it. Now, I watch a game here and there regular season. I'm all into the playoffs. Obviously, I keep on top of what's going on.
Right.
But had the Yankees and White Sox been playing last night and, you know, in Yankee Stadium or in Chicago, I probably wouldn't have watched it. But the fact that it was, like you said, it was connected to a historically great movie. It was in Iowa, first game there ever, professional.
Yes. And 8,000 seats and the seat, right?
Yeah, just the whole setting. And I'm telling you, and we said this on the air, I was wondering before the game, was it going to be something where it looked cool for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then after that it just felt like a regular game? But it didn't, because every shot you kept seeing the cornfields.
And we got to give it up to Fox. They did a tremendous job, Chris. Pre-game show, the shots all over the field, yep. And we're not being homers or anything, but I think they did a tremendous job. They showed every angle you could possibly see. You know, Kevin Costner was on during the game. He was on a pre-game show. I mean, him walking through the cornfield looking around.
The players walking through the cornfield was great. That was great.
Right?
So,
all that.
I just think that's what did it, Rob. Like, the uniqueness of it, the fact that we'd never seen anything like it, the fact that it was connected to that movie, I think it was as simple as that. I think if they do it every year, which they should, I think the ratings will still be great. I don't know if they'll – I think for the next few years, yeah, they wouldn't do this, but the ratings will still be great. And I think that's what it boiled down to for me.
Because to try to duplicate MLB Field of Dreams game, Chris, averaged nearly 6 million viewers, ranking as baseball's most watched regular season telecast since 2005, tops the all but one of last year's postseason games prior to the World Series, and more than doubled this year's previous season high. So these are like uncharted numbers. Like to be able to duplicate that every year would be hard. But I agree with you. If next year is the Cubs and the Cardinals, which have a great rivalry, Chris, I think you would do well and people would want to tune in again to see it. I agree with that.
Yeah, and for me at least, I get it. I mean, New York is the biggest market in the country. So, and Chicago obviously is one of them too. So that made a difference too. There's no doubt. And baseball is a lot more regional than it used to be. So if you had like the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians, it might not, you know, it certainly wouldn't be as big. But for me, it wasn't just about the teams, wasn't as big of a deal for me. I mean, I obviously the Yankees are exciting. They got some of the biggest stars in the game, and so do the White Sox. So that made it good. But I would have been tuning in regardless of who it was. You know, obviously you want teams with some names, but I think it does make sense to do the big markets, though. I mean, that's
just
smart.
There's no doubt. We know that. It would be like the NBA on a Saturday night. They're not trying to put, right, you know, the smallest markets on. You know what I mean, Chris? You're just not going to attract as many people. That's just
absolutely
the human nature, you know, of sports. So yeah, that's for sure. But it was a great night. And we're going to talk about it later on in the show as well. Alex Rodriguez had a very good point on the postgame show about the African-American players who came up big in the ninth inning, all three, Anderson, Judge, and Stanton, all hit home runs, and Judge hit two. And A-Rod talked about it. He said there was four home runs by African-American players, and maybe that signals something. I wrote a column in Deadspin, Chris. You got to read it today. Just saying that you might have won over some kids last night, possibly.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What drew you to last night's game? Why do you think that the Field of Dreams game was such a massive success? What is the nostalgia? What is the uniqueness? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. It's a funky flashback Friday, and as you can tell, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in them crates. Trey Wingo coming up in about 10 minutes. For now, it's your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Why do you think the Field of Dreams game was such a massive success? The nostalgia, the teams, what? What drew you to it? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Hollywood in Chicago. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Hollywood?
Rob, what up, Chris?
Man, what up?
Fella. What up?
Man, I had goosebumps all night, seriously. Like, I was supposed to go to the game even last year, and obviously the pandemic hit. Me and my buddies, we were going to go. But right. I'm telling you, like, Rob, I'm like you. That baseball is like my first love. I grew up watching the White Sox, falling in love with Harold Baines and Carlton Fisk in, yep. in like, 1982. So, yeah, man, like, I had goosebumps all night long. Like, it was definitely the nostalgia of the movie with Shoeless Joe Jackson and obviously the Yankees being the team with all the, you know, most world series titles. So, man, that game was just, it had me on 50.
At Hollywood, let me ask, because Chris knew yesterday I started the show. I told him I had goosebumps and all that just from the setting. But after the Yankees hit those two home runs, did you think the White Sox were done or no?
No. Listen, Tim Anderson, when that kid got up, me and my buddies, we were watching it together. We said, you know what? I would not be shocked that this kid takes it out of the park. Like, I mean, I just felt like we were going to win that game no matter what. And Liam Hendricks, yeah, that was kind of uncharacteristic of him to give up two bombs like that. But I was not at all shocked that Tim Anderson came through.
All right, Hollywood. Thanks for the call. Right. Appreciate it. Yep. How about Kevin in Culver City? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
What's up, fellas?
What up?
Friday. I mean, you're giving me the beats with the music with Frankie Beverly. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie
Beverly.
That's classic,
Frankie Beverly and Maze, like in Korn, yep. right? Maze. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
the real.
Yes. You know what? The cornfields drew me to this. And, you know, when you look at what's been going on in our country with all the stuff off the field, and you see the Field of Dreams, you see Kevin Costner's out there throwing the first pitch, the national anthem, bringing everybody together. I remember that scene in The Sandlot when they're playing baseball on the 4th of July with the wonderful Ray Charles singing America. And then you see four home runs hit by African-Americans. What we've been talking about with African-Americans not playing baseball. Tim Anderson hitting the home run, the swag, the celebration. Stanton with the home run and the swag. It just is like baseball came full circle. It's like a Field of Dreams sequel. It's like we recap to present-day baseball, and Kevin Costner's back, and we have the ending of Field of Dreams in a sequel of how it just saves baseball today. I mean, it was unbelievable with the fireworks. You couldn't ask for a bigger spectacle in sports. I loved it. I enjoyed every moment of it, and I was listening to the Odd Couple too while I was watching the game. It was great.
Man, thank
best
you,
best of
Kev.
Both worlds.
No doubt. We appreciate that, Kev. And Dante's in Chicago. I knew all these Chicago people, Chris, are going to be calling in today. You're right. On the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Odd Couple, man, glad to be in. Listen, watching that game last night, man, my Field of Dreams in Chicago was on the corner of 56th and Marshfield, putting the chalk on the side of the building, just playing strike 'em out, man. And
right.
Seeing that game, man, my two-year-old son watching the game with me, my wife finally sat in front of the TV and watched the whole game with me. And Tim Anderson, man, hitting that home run. I got feelings in my stomach that I would get normally when I watch the Bears, man. And, of course, I hadn't had that feeling watching the Bears since I don't know when, you know. But, man, seeing
since
that
85.
Game, man, it just brought
– right.
In 85, I was 5 years old. So I don't
yeah, so you weren't
that,
feeling
you know?
It like that. Dante, right. Tim Anderson, just talk about him and what he means to Chicago. I mean, they got their anchor and stud for years to come, man. They gave this guy a 6-year contract extension, Chris, after his rookie year. They know they got one.
He's a great player. Exciting player, too, obviously. All right, we got Trey Wingo from the old network coming up in a moment. But first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Thank you, Steve. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former partner for both Rob and myself. Back at the old network now, he is the Caesars Sportsbook Chief Trends Officer and the host of the Half Forgotten podcast, the great Trey Wingo. Trey, welcome to the Odd Couple, man.
Whoa, what an introduction. Good to talk to you guys. It's been a couple minutes.
I want to say LeBron just for you. Because you, every time I saw you, you always told me you love the way I said LeBron.
LeBron,
so I'm saying
right.
it just for you.
That is 100% true. No one says LeBron the way Chris Broussard with the New Orleans, Louisiana accent says yep. LeBron. So
that's
absolutely,
right.
brother. Great to hear that.
That is right.
Hey, Trey, let me ask you real quick before we get into the other stuff. Baseball doesn't get a lot of things right, but last night the Iowa game, what'd you make of that? And, you know, and obviously it was a rating success and people loved it. What did you make of it?
It was magical. Like, that's the only way to describe it. It was magical. And, like, here's, like, the historian sort of part of it for me. That was the first walk-off homer for the White Sox against the Yankees since Shoeless Joe Jackson did
wow.
it.
Wow. Like, wow.
Come on.
I didn't even
like,
know that.
Right?
I mean, wow.
I mean, you can't script that stuff. That's ridiculous.
That's wow. ridiculous. I
that
didn't know
is.
That.
You wouldn't believe that if it was in a movie.
Right.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. 100% correct.
Yeah. It was great. It was tremendous. So, but we got the other stuff about the start in the NFL. So
yes.
let's get to some of that. The Athletic just did an article on the 25 most intriguing players entering the 2021 season or up for the season. They got Aaron Rodgers number one. Rob and I, you know, we get it with Rodgers, but there's a lot of other guys. I think Lamar Jackson.
I picked,
who else did
I
we say,
right? Matthew Stafford.
Yep,
that's who I
Stafford.
Picked.
They had Russell Wilson second. We didn't – I don't think Wilson's that intriguing this year. But what are your thoughts on that? Do you think it's Rodgers or somebody else?
It's funny, you know, the Rodgers thing dominated the entire offseason for a variety of reasons, but I agree with you. Like, all the stuff that went down with Aaron Rodgers with the Packers was there last year, and he was still the MVP with 43
right.
touchdown passes and
yep.
8 interceptions and the number one seed in the NFC. I completely disagree with that. To me, and it's always going to be about quarterbacks, whether you want it to be or not. That's just the way the league is right now. But the two most intriguing quarterbacks to me would be, you mentioned one of them, Lamar Jackson, because he's the one that hasn't gotten the big deal yet, and neither has Baker Mayfield. And Baker is a guy, look, if you just went 1 through 54 or 1 through 55, however you want to slice it, on a roster, it would be hard-pressed to find a better roster than Cleveland top to bottom. But at the end of the day, when it comes to play in the NFL, it's all about the quarterback, and you're going to put Lamar and probably Lamar, but Josh, and of course Mahomes ahead of Baker Mayfield, which is not a slight on Baker,
Right.
But it's just the reality of the situation. So top to bottom, their roster is really good, but is their dude better than those other dudes? And right now, I'm not so sure.
Here's the other one, Kyler Murray. You know, last year, Cliff Kingsbury went crazy after the Hail Murray and said he was could start splitting the MVP award with Mahomes after that game. And obviously, they didn't make the playoffs, and they kind of petered out at the end. Don't we need to see something from him this year? Is this an important year, Trey?
I agree, Rob. Listen, I love Kyler Murray, but at the end of the day, it's about like here's the funny thing. The other thing that Cliff Kingsbury said this offseason, he said, you know, Kyler Murray has earned the right to be a part of our roster making decision. Well, you know, the Packers begrudgingly threw Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers way in year 17.
And
going into year 3, we're talking about Kyler Murray having that sort of level of stature. I think there's a lot of issues with the Cardinals, not only with Kyler, but also with Cliff. I mean, let's be honest about this. Here's a guy who did not have a winning record as a college football coach at Texas Tech and somehow landed the job in Arizona when he was scheduled to be an offensive coordinator at USC. I think there's not only a lot of questions about Kyler, there's a lot of questions about Cliff this year.
We saw the Patriots, of course, last night, and everybody's making a big deal out of Mac Jones and the Cam Newton competition. Where are you at on that? I mean, I think Cam has to be the starter right now, but I think Jones looks like he's coming for that job, and he could end up being the guy playing sooner rather than later. What are your thoughts on that competition?
Well, Chris, you don't draft Mac Jones where you drafted him to not take that job eventually. That's just the way it goes. I mean, but I agree with you. Cam is going to be the starter. And you know, the thing about preseason, which is always crazy, is you need to know what it is and, more importantly, what it isn't. There were some throws that Mac Jones made that were very good. I mean, there were a couple of tight windows where he made great throws. There's no question about it. But nobody game plans for you in preseason.
Right.
Nobody says, okay, Mac Jones is coming in. Here's the book on him. Here's what we like. Here's what we don't like. Here's what we think he can do. Here's what we think he can't do. That doesn't exist. So, you know, for a guy like Cam, it's go in, get your reps, get set, get ready to roll. For a guy like Mac, it's okay. Let's see what you can do in these situations. And I'm a big believer of whether or not Mac eventually starts won't be about what we see in preseason games. It'll be about what we see in practices from the coaches and the detailed assignments he gets to study film and how he adapts to that in the room with his position coach. Preseason is the ultimate fool's gold on a lot of levels. You know, I mean, there are careers that some people think are made in the preseason, but it's not the same. I mean, is it four quarters with 22 people on the field? Yes, but it's nowhere near the intensity level of the preparation that goes in pregame for that preseason game that exists in every single of the now 17 regular season games in the NFL. And I think that's the trap a lot of people fall into.
Trey, let me ask you about Jalen Hurts with the Eagles, their quarterback. And, you know, you just keep hearing if they could get Deshaun Watson, the Eagles would make a move. I think they like him, Jalen Hurts, but they're not in love with him. What are you hearing? What do you know about that?
Listen, here's what I would say, and I think anybody would say the same thing here if you're just looking at it realistically. There is no way to know what you have from Jalen Hurts based on his rookie season. And that's not a knock on Jalen in any way, shape, or form. That's just the reality of a very small sample size in what he could do and what he didn't do when the whole Carson Wentz thing was imploding. So, you know, I was a little surprised that the Eagles were that quick to sort of disregard Carson Wentz and move him off to Indy. And it looks like he's going to be fine and should be ready to go week one with that foot surgery. But no one can tell me that you have a book on what Jalen Hurts is or isn't right now. So it's sort of the great unknown. So I understand why the Eagles would be interested in talking about people with Deshaun Watson. But speaking of the great unknown, like, nobody knows what's right. going to happen with Deshaun Watson, right? I mean, here's the one thing I can say with some certainty when it comes to Deshaun Watson. I would be absolutely shocked if sometime before the start of the season he's not placed on the commissioner's exempt list. That's the only certainty I can give you with the Deshaun Watson situation, because there's going to be NFL penalties and there's going to be potentially legal penalties. And no team, I don't think, could make a trade – of the number of players and picks you would have to give up in return for Deshaun Watson until you know what the landscape is of his availability for 2021.
Yeah, and that's probably why they, you know, Houston's not really pushing him to start.
That's
right
now. Chris said. That's what we said. Yeah, that they know something's coming.
They don't want him to play because if he gets hurt, then they're screwed, right? So, I mean, they're protecting themselves along those lines.
You mentioned Carson Wentz earlier. Do you think he resurrects his career with Frank Reich, who he has so much success with in Philly?
Yeah, the best version of Carson Wentz was with Frank Reich. And the thing about the Colts, they have an amazing offensive line, although it's kind of funny that Quentin Nelson is going through literally the exact same problems and surgeries that right. Carson Wentz is right now. I do think the whole thing with Philly was just weird, right? Because all the things sort of leaked out about Carson and the things they didn't like about him in Philly, it's funny how they were never mentioned when they were winning.
Right?
It's winning and losing is the only thing that matters in the NFL. Like, I remember people asking me last year, hey, what do you think of Joe Judge and his abrasive personality? I'm like, it doesn't matter. If he has an abrasive personality and he wins, he's colorful. If he has an abrasive personality and he loses, he's kind of an ass, right? The record dictates how you perceive everything in the NFL. So I think that Frank Reich is by far the guy who can get the best out of Carson Wentz. But, you know, we'll see what that translates to in terms of wins and losses. And that's going to be the only thing that matters.
And let me, speaking of coaches and kind of what you were talking about, I think Dan Campbell with the Lions has set himself up. He's been so off the wall, so wacky, so that Trey, you better win quickly, because if you don't, and you know, this is Detroit now where they've struggled at one playoff win since 1957. If you don't, I think he's going to be in trouble like quickly, and they think he, you know, can't coach, or did he do himself any favors, or did he hurt himself?
His service.
Listen, I'll give Dan Campbell credit for this. He is who he is. Right. And he is not shy about being, this is who I am. Like, when he was the interim coach in Miami, we had a running joke on NFL Live. We didn't call him Dan Campbell. We called him Man Campbell. You know, like, it's Man Campbell. What can man do for you? You know, and if it works, great. But if it doesn't, none of that matters. You know, it's the same. It's like the old line we started with the White Sox and the Yankees and Field of Dreams thing. It's like the line from Kevin Costner to Tim Robbins in Bull Durham, where he says, you know, if you have fungus on your shower shoes when you're a 20-game winner, they'll think you're colorful. But if you have fungus on your shower shoes when you're a rookie, they think you're disgusting. So, you know, it's all colored by whether or not you win, whether or not you're successful. And I wish Dan all the best, but I don't think this has been a great summer for him and the Lions.
I don't either.
Trey, before you go, tell us about your podcast and what you're doing at Caesars.
Yeah, Half Forgotten History is just – the whole point of the podcast is all these things that I knew and talked about with all these players that, for whatever reason, we talked about it in the green room or at dinner at a Super Bowl or somewhere else that never made it to the air. And that's the whole point of all this stuff. We're going to talk about the stuff that they know and that I know that somehow never made it onto a camera or in front of a microphone. And I'm really happy to be working with Caesars. They're an official betting partner of the NFL. And the thing about it is, like, for me, they want me to do exactly what I've done all these years. I'm not an odds guy. I'm not a sharp. I'm not telling you how to bet and what not to bet. I'm going to tell you the reasons why the sharps think the way they do. Like, for example, Dak Prescott is second only to Patrick Mahomes in terms of the betting favorites to be the yardage passing leader in the NFL. Well, why is that the case? Well, In four games last year, he threw for almost 1,700 yards, including a three-game stretch before he got injured, where he threw for 450, 472, and 502, okay? You extrapolate his four games last year, that's 7,100 passing yards over a 17-game season, and the record for Peyton Manning in a 16-game season is just under 5,500. So that's what I'm doing with Caesars. They don't want me to be something I'm not. They want me to tell people the same thing I told them when I was doing the draft or on NFL Live, the reason why these things are the way they are. And it's going to be a lot of fun doing.
And Trey, great, man.
And the best part about it is that William Hill Caesars has bought in to the Odd Couple. So we're teammates. Yeah. They all love football season long. The Caesars, William Hill, is in with the Odd Couple, so that's great news.
As I say all the time, we're all in this together, baby. Let's make the match.
That's right.
No doubt.
That's right. That's our man, our friend, Trey Wingo. Trey, thanks a lot for joining us. We will definitely talk to you as the season gets underway, man.
You got it, guys. Always good to talk to you. See you later.
All right, brother. Later. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it live.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and ain't no stopping us now.
McFadden and Whitehead.
That's right. That's right.
Come on now, this was a strong. What year was this? 1978?
This was an anthem. I'm going to guess. Let's guess. You're saying
78.
I'm going to say, oh, that's a good guess. I'm with you, 78. Right, Alex, what year
Pending,
was this?
Pending, looking it up. 79.
All right, wow. We were right there. Yep, I remember this song very, very.
Oh, this was an anthem. This is an anthem. All right. We are, as I said, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. So, Rob, let's go to the NFL for a minute. And you brought it up with Trey Wingo, the whole situation with Deshaun Watson. Yeah. And now it's getting a little – it's ugly. I don't know that it can get uglier. I mean, I guess it could, but it's already ugly. But now two of the accusers of Deshaun Watson who were interviewed by the NFL. Now, the NFL is interviewed, according to Sports Illustrated, 10 of the plaintiffs, okay? But two of them, Lauren Baxley and Ashley Solis, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Ashley Solis was one of the women that went on TV and yes, and talked about her whole situation with Deshaun.
Right.
But both of them, Rob, Baxley and Solis, said they felt, they told Sports Illustrated that they felt that the NFL's questioners and investigators were quote-unquote patronizing and victim-blaming during the interviews. So, Rob, you and I have talked about this before, and we've done a good job, but we're not picking a side in this whole thing.
We just don't have the details, Chris. Yeah, I mean, this is a legal matter. Yeah. But we're not also, and I'm going to say this, Chris, to our credit, we're not just going to sit here and ignore it, okay? We're not, okay?
Right.
So we're not picking sides. We're not pointing blame to the alleged victims or the alleged perpetrator. We're not doing that. But we're going to talk about the news of the day and what's being reported. That's what we're talking about.
And here's the thing on this, Rob. We've talked a lot about this. This is the NFL is setting itself up for this. They're a football league. They're not a police department, you know. And when they get into situations like this, I get it. You want to, you know, you got to deal with the conduct of your players. But when you get when you're doing it as like the NFL is, Rob, this is a thing that can happen because you're not. I mean, obviously, you're hiring investigators who know what they're doing. But you're going to have situations like this where they don't do it as well or there may be some issues with the real investigator, like the police or the FBI or whoever's involved from the Justice Department.
Just like we saw, you know, the NFL has wound up sometimes, Chris, with egg on its face.
Yep.
You know, with handing down penalties and different things that had to, you know, walk it back. Do you remember Bounty Gate? You remember they suspended all these players. They had to walk that back. They did a shoddy job. How about Ray Rice in Baltimore?
Two games initially.
He got originally two games, and people were like, two games?
Right.
And they didn't see the videotape from the elevator.
Right.
Even though what happened in the casino, Chris, and you know and I know, other than the bathrooms, every area in the casino is covered by cameras.
Yep.
Everyone, except the bathroom.
Yep. Yep. So you're right, though, that this is going to happen when they keep doing this. And we've said it. Look, leave it to the professionals in this situation. That's really what they need to do. But as long as they're in this business of dealing with these situations with players, things like this are going to pop up. And so not a good look for the NFL. And we'll see how this turns out. 2 hours left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.